Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, they call me Diego the Vibe Machine. And whatever you want to do in this life, if you put filter, people feel no understand what you did talk. So if you have to be bold, if you need to speak your mind, please don't have filter. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the No Filters page. We're out here. Let's go.
To stimulate or excite someone. Hype is the cornerstone of any exciting party, and in all my years of attending parties and events, I finally got to experience firsthand the showmanship and art behind hyping. Yes, that's the Vibe Machine, an Afro hype pioneer and master on the mic. I was intrigued by his performance and decided to document his process. So I attended an edition of the Brown Roof Party, a place where people get to meet up, reconnect, network, and party. And when I say party, I mean serious party.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of No Filters Pod. Today, I'm here with one of the biggest entertainment personality in the industry, a man that needs no introduction. Welcome with me, Diego the Vibe Machine.
Hi guys, they call me Diego the Vibe Machine, and I'm a favorite party boy, and I'm out here on the No Filters Pod. Trust me, it's gonna be interesting. Guys, it's nice to meet you. How are we doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir. How your movements come here? Thanks for showing up, sir.
Thank you very much. I have my show on the way, so that's what delayed me. I had to do a couple of things today, promotion-wise. So, sorry for making you guys waiting.
Yeah, we understand, boss. So, let's get right to it, yeah? First thing I want to know is the whole hype stuff, your career as a party hype man, the party bringer. No Diego, no fucking party. Yeah, how did you start?
So yeah, speaking of entertainment, basically I started at the uni. So I literally say it's been 10 years since University of Ilorin, you get me. We've been the ones, like, basically, if you know Unilorin didn't have a social life. So we were part of the people that started it. I remember when we used to plan parties then, our numbers, they'll call us from student union. We'll go and explain. There was a day my phone even slept student union because I had a party and it was quite big. So they didn't trust the fact that there was not going to be trouble. So they said I should drop my phone. So I dropped my phone at the student union.
Yeah.
And I went to pick it the next day. So that night, even I became bouncer, I became security because I needed my phone. It was anything happened, my phone is gone. So yeah, it started from uni, 10 years. I can remember we started Miss Uni Learning Project then. Then we used to run clubs, PR, before we started doing like, okay, major manager then. So it's been like 10 years. So the hype,
yeah.
Trust me, I was the last person that would think I was going to hype.
That kind
of. So trust me, it happened. There was this thing they used to do. My friend had a beach in Lagos. It's called Coney Island. So there's this stuff they used to do on Sundays, vibes on the beach. Apparently, unfortunately for them, the hype man didn't come.
That particular day.
So I took it upon myself, and that was where it started.
Mad. Like, that's the first time ever that I went to grab a mic and
hype. That was the first time ever I was going to grab a mic and hype. As God, we have it that day. We had people like, I think P-Square came to the beach on that day. There were a couple of celebrities because it was quite like a private, exotic beach. So we used to have these guys. And you know, celebrities like stuff like that. Yeah. So I was singing. And I remember Peter was saying, is that the resident hype man? I was like, no.
This is the first time they grabbed mic, man.
So since then, I knew how to keep this shit going. So that's it.
Yeah. We love it. I think everybody that has enjoyed your performance so far must like be grateful that, oh, my guy, thanks for like keeping this shit going. You made my day. So what I want to know again is that I've experienced your performance. I've seen what you try and do. But I've also seen you in an interview said your style of hyping is a fusion of uptown and cultural vibe. So I'm like, no. Actually, like when anybody sees you, like this is different. This is not what everybody is doing. So that niche, that Afro hype, like I want you to help me to shed light on it. What is the Afro hype? Like, how do you come about it?
So there's something I say most times. Whatever you do, you have to be mad. When I say mad, making a difference, you get. So I call it Afro hype because it's simple. Your knowledge of Afrobeat and the knowledge to be able to install whatever you hear as hype. So trust me, this jealousy that you're listening to now, for example, you can hype it just with the words. Now, your knowledge of the lyrics and the knowledge of how to put it, that's what I call Afro hype.
Okay.
So it's easy for anybody. For example, if you love Afro hype, if you love Afro beats, you can be an Afro hype personality. Because the narrative I'm trying to push here is that you don't have to be learned before you know how to hype. You don't have to go through some basic things before you know how to hype. The knowledge of the Afro beat and how to put the words in place. That's basically hype. So yeah, that's it. So that reminds me, I have a project coming up soon. Speaking of Afro hype, it's called Afro hype with TVM. So basically that's giving a voice to everybody that needs to be heard. So watch out December 13th, Afro hype with TVM.
The vibe machine, where is it taking place?
We're having it here, basically, at the cottage. I'm going to do it here in Badon.
Nice. So we'll be looking forward to it. I'll be there personally. So I won't see waiting the soap. I won't see waiting people more hype.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I want to know two things. So far, 10 years in the game, over a decade, what's your favorite thing about IP? About the whole industry?
Okay, so basically, in a room where there is hype, you're the joy giver. So take it or leave it. The favorite part of me being an Afro hype personality is the fact that I'm a joy giver at any party. I bring the life to the party. It's a blessing.
So at every event, after every event, you feel like a blessing to give these people like the feeling, the experience.
You need to see my phones blow up after every event. Bro, you did yourself, bro. That was a blast, bro. That was cool. And also, those things keeps me going. Keeps me going, trust me.
No Diego, no fucking party. There's no way there will be like a good side to something. There will be something that you don't like about it for sure now. So my second question is like, what is this that you don't like? Like you hate.
The lifestyle takes sleeps away from me.
That kind of thing.
So hard to sleep. So hard. Trust me. So hard to sleep. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm probably not really sleeping. Takes a whole lot of rest, takes a whole lot of time, takes a whole lot of, you know, you time from you. But then, moving forward, you can definitely match it up together and create a balance. But trust me, the other side of lifestyle is the fact that you can have a house and not even, and can count the number of days you sleep in your house. Like, let's say 12 months in a year,
yeah.
If I can accumulate the numbers of days I've slept in my house, let me just round it over to, like, let's just say, 6 months.
6 months. Mad. I deal with you. Quality time, personal time for oneself is taken out. Okay. But still, regardless,
Then that means it depends on now you. Yeah. You need to be able to create that time.
For yourself.
Above all.
You actually need to. May you not go crazy.
May you not go.
May you not go crazy.
May you not go kulu.
Okay, so even though that side is there, Diego still fucking like to party.
Ladies and gentlemen, you ready for the vibe machine, baby? Conference.
Wait. The arrangement is even disrespectful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, they call me Diego the Vibe Machine. All right, tell somebody, give me a chance, I won't dance. Tell somebody, give me a chance, I won't dance. Look at that, bros. You don't carry gear for a lap. Where party never starts. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I call by the name Diego the Vibe Machine. I'm the party starter. I have one assignment tonight. I am feeling good already, but I need you guys to feel better. Okay? I'm feeling good already, but I need you guys to feel better tonight. Big shout out to Satan guys tonight. Big shout out to all my guys in the building tonight. If you love Diego, make some noise! They say Wala too much. They will say Nawala Pro Max or Nawala XX Max. All right, listen, gentlemen, if you don't say you don't get rich 5K for your account, let me hear you say, God, I beg you. You ain't no rich target. No worry, I don't go cast you. I don't go cast you. If you don't say you don't get rich 10K for your account, let me hear you say, God, when? If you are a lady in the house and you know you are finer than your ex-boyfriend, make some noise! Wait, you sure say you find it your ex-boyfriend, so? Alright, if you don't say you are a lady in the house and you the boy yourself, you did your hair for yourself, you bought your clothes for yourself, you brought yourself here by yourself, make some noise! Alright, family matter, because we're going to party for no reason tonight. We want to party for no reason. Forget Brown Roof Party. Because we want to party for no reason tonight. They call me the Kweku of Vibe for one reason. Yeah?
Hold on.
Tell me better. Check me there. I want to go there right
the
now tonight.
Big bag of vibes. The big bag of vibes.
Big shout to Lock Shady in the house tonight. Society is society. Society is society. Big shout to everybody that loves the Brown Roof Party tonight. Tell me better. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, say, check your body, move your body, hey, say, just move your body, check. When I say yeah, you say yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah, when I say yeah, you say yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah, when I say yeah, you say yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I have an attempt tonight, attempt tonight, attempt tonight, attempt, I got an attempt tonight, attempt tonight.
I've seen you at Brown Roof, the Brown Roof community, the Brown Roof party. I've seen you. I've seen how you coordinate, how you make sure you bring life to the event and everything. Yeah, so I want to know, like, the goal behind the Brown Roof community and how far you see them going.
So, I used to say it that the Brown Roof party is a playground. Yeah, for everybody that is up and doing. Ibadan. No matter what you are doing, as long as you are relevant in it, Brown Roof Party is a playground for reunion. You know, everybody out there, daily life, daily activities, Brown Roof is that place where everybody comes back to meet. So forget the whole party, there's always a reunion. There's somebody you have not seen in a whole month. You see that person at Brown Roof.
There's someone you've not seen.
There's somebody that is traveling, always traveling out there. That person comes to Brown Roof, reunion. So it's like, it's deeper than the party space. It's where people come back to connect after their daily lives, after their daily walks of life. Come back, party, network, reconnect. That's the idea behind it.
Android, I agree with you, I agree with you.
And then the fact that it's high time, but it has its own thing.
Okay, that's valid.
And you know when you hear Brown Roof, then when we were growing up, they're going to use us catch crusader.
They're going to use and Yabos.
That city will get Brown Roofs.
Rusted roofs, guy.
Look, city of rusted Brown Roofs.
Like we take that insult and turn it
into something, golden for ourselves. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's 100. I really like that. Me, myself, I've experienced your approach to parties, hype. And now, that one being at Brown Roof Party, no. Now, at the year, say, you won't put the city on chokehold. Now, no go breathe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to use this avenue to announce the fourth edition of my annual event, Diego Likes to Party, themed City on Chokehold. Yeah, COC. As it sounds, City is going to be on chokehold on the 20th of December. So a quick brief on what City on Chokehold means is that I've been in Ibadan for a while and so far so good. Glory to God. We said don't try. So yeah, it's trying to put Ibadan on the map again and trying to highlight the major places in Ibadan that it's happening. Chiget. So I'm going to have something on that day that is going to show you Ibadan as a whole. For example, imagine when you're at the party space and you can see something like Bodija, Oluyole, Iwo Road.
The heritage.
So you are partying in the space. You know that yes, you are in Ibadan.
Feel the presence.
Feel the presence. A lot of my friends are going to be out on that day. Save the date, December 28th. Diego likes to party, city on chokehold. From tomorrow, now go to see, say, now go to see things.
You know something is coming. All right. Let's get it. Thanks for like coming on the show.
You're welcome, always.
December 28th, we know where to be. The patio. Diego likes to party, city on chokehold. This is the end of the show. And one more time, please just give us the sound. I don't get ready for performance. I beg. Just give us that Afro hype sound. Make them hear him.
So
let me hype no filters. I beg. Let me slap him.
All right. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, they call me Diego the Vibe Machine. And whatever you want to do in this life, if you put filter, people feel no understand wetin you dey talk. So if you have to be bold, if you need to speak your mind, please don't hide filter. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the No Filters page. We're out here. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get it. Thank you, guys. I'll see you on the next episode. That's a wrap. Ejo gan boss.
All this fun, there's a business. All this fun, there's a people. Bati. Ladies and gentlemen, the Baba GBM. Fire is in. God bless you, your Bate.
He later left, then came back to give a shout out to his friends.
They said, get me lit, I dare you. Okay. All right, my guy just said, who is that lost any guy? All of us, we are going to get one t-shirt from him. Yeah. Where are you at tonight? Miss. Show me down. With the talk numbers, with the talk record, in the way.
Hello.
With the talk numbers, with the talk record. All right, my guy said, on behalf of Diego the Vibe Machine, as per ambassador of Luxury Society, everybody is getting one t-shirt from Luxury tonight. Ah, Ichoku. Looks, where you at? All right, listen to the old reading. Society.
Jama, don't play.
Hello, Begasi, Mama, it's in G. Luxury, where you at tonight? Lakshita. God bless you, my G. Yes, sir. I only see me on my look. This is our city, this is our vibe, this is our grind. Alexa, let me go.
Yeah.